And welcome back to Coast. This hour, we'll take your phone calls with Dr. Earl Mendell as we talk about a couple of his works, The Happiness Effect, and the new Vitamin Bible as well. Let's dive right into the calls when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Noy with you, along with Dr. Earl Mendell. And Earl, before we go to calls, you were just saying the mixture of alcohol and drugs, not a good combination.
Well, actually, alcohol is a drug. So I say it's a mixture of alcohol and other drugs because it can potentiate other drugs. Otherwise, you might be able to handle so much of a narcotic or whatever, but when you add alcohol to the mixture, it becomes much, it's not one and one is two, it could be one and one is 20. So be very careful if you're on any prescription drug or even some of the over-the-counter drugs of drinking alcohol.
Well, that's a good point. Now, with everything that's been going on in people's lives, they're under stress, they're not happy.
What?
Will supplements help that, alleviate that?
Well, let me say this. Supplements are definitely something, for instance, if you're under stress, your need for some of the B complex are greater. I think that when you're under stress, et cetera, your diet, your eating habits you won't do it as well. So that's what it is. It's a supplement. It supplements your diet to make sure you get everything you need. But I'll tell you something, George. If we could get people to eat correctly, take supplements, and I feel get enough of these negative ions, we could close half the hospitals in this country because we won't need them and save this country $1.5 trillion. That's not billion, that's $1 trillion in unnecessary sickness costs because we have become a nation of sickness oriented people. And if you don't believe me, just watch television, get on, in fact, magazines, newspaper, they're loaded with all these drug ads. I mean, you spend a night watching the commercial television, by the end of the night, you'll say, it's all over for me. I got everything. I got every problem. They make up a lot of these conditions. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, they sure do. Let's go to some calls here for you, Earl. We'll go to Chris, truck driving in Mississippi. Wow. Hey, Chris, welcome to the program. Go ahead.
I wanted to tell you a story that my dad is a Navy veteran from the Korean War.
Okay.
And like when I was younger, we'd be out in the ocean. You know, sometimes we'd wade around and throw mullet nets and stuff. And we had like these moments where we almost had I call it a natural high. You know, just being out there in the waves and stuff. And I'd look at him, and he'd look at me, and he'd say, "That's the negative ion."
He was right. He was right.
Negative ion. Well, as a matter of fact, interesting, as I mentioned, Toyota, since 2012, has put a negative ion generator in their automobile. So it might be a good idea for truck drivers, especially, you know, guys that are in the rig for 8, 10 hours, whatever it is, to get one of these portable negative ion generators and keep it in the cab.
I think so, too. That's impressive. Do you need to keep getting pelted by negative ions?
Well, George, like, do you need to continue to breathe?
Yeah, you
absolutely.
Sure do.
Absolutely. I mean, well, we want to, you know, see, this drives me crazy.
So you can't get enough, right?
We're not getting enough, but it's like people say, well, yeah, I'll take a vitamin when I get sick. No, you don't do that.
No.
You want to take it. The secret of health, the secret of supplementation is consistency.
Yes.
Every day. I mean, I take my supplements. I've been taking them for 55 years. And I can just tell you that the skin is a dead giveaway. It's going to be hard to do, but maybe we could try this on the radio, George, to find out how old you are biologically. I mean, everybody knows how old they are chronologically, right? How many years? But how about biologically? How are we aging? Okay, take your thumb and second finger of your right hand, if you're right-handed, grab some of the skin on your left hand and let it go.
Oh, that's the old dehydration trick.
Well, not only that, but see, that tells you the faster your skin snaps back, it tells you how young you are biologically. Elderly people, that's anybody older than you and I, George, elderly people will see that the skin slowly goes back. Your skin should be soft and supple, no lines and wrinkles, and that tells you how you are aging biologically. You can't see your inner organs, of course.
All right, so what do you do if it goes back slowly?
Well, you get on a good program that produces the collagen, that produces the healthy skin, because the skin, by the way, is the largest organ in the body. Think about it. It's the largest organ in the body, and it's amazing how fast it can really be recuperated. Hair, skin, and nails, by the way, are all use the same nutrients. And actually, I should have called the book the Vitamin Mineral Bible, because minerals don't get the play that vitamins do, but they are as important, if not more important, than vitamins. You cannot make a single mineral in your body. You have to ingest them from either food or supplements on a daily basis.
Here's a story just broke tonight, a study from UCLA. Fructose alters hundreds of brain genes.
Well, because the fructose they're talking about is highly refined fructose. It's not the real sugar, fruit sugar. You know, you can't sit down and have 10 apples or 5 bananas, or maybe you can have a couple. But you can sure sit down and have 2 or 3, 5 liters of soft drinks that are with its highly refined fructose. So they're talking about the processed fructose.
Yeah, no, you're
and
right.
I agree. I mean, there's no doubt about it that, once again, the white sugar, the white salt, and the white flour are killing us. We could probably live at least 20 years longer than we do now. And by the way, the people that live the longest in the United States are people from not very far away, actually, live in Loma Linda, California, a lot of them. They are called Seventh-day Adventists.
That's right.
They don't smoke, they don't drink alcohol, they don't drink caffeinated beverages.
Are those Jehovah's Witnesses?
No.
All right, that's
these
different.
These are Seventh-day Adventists. They're different.
That's...
And they also don't eat red meat, but they do eat soy foods. They do eat other things that most Americans don't. And I think I think we should consider meat as a... it's a very small amount that we eat, and we are not doing that. And of course, don't eat anything that's fried either. You know, it really bothers me that if we really educated the public about how to take care of themselves, I think we'd all live to be about 120 on the average right now. But healthy, I mean, big deal. You live an extra year or so, you put away in a home or
in a home. Or, yeah.
But I mean, you know, we could live much longer, and we're getting close to extending life expectancy dramatically. And if we would wake up to the fact that nutrition is the most important thing we do every day, that we would live a lot longer.
Social Security would hate us.
Well, no, they'll just raise it. They've raised it already, George. It'll be 70 before you know it. I mean,
no, you're right.
You know, listen, the reason they picked 65.
We'll never get to it.
Exactly. It's like Las Vegas. They don't like to pay off. So don't worry.
But they love to collect, don't they?
They love to collect. Don't worry about the government. They'll find ways of doing it. So we've got to really take the responsibility of our health in our own hands. And it's too bad that, you know, people say, oh, we're healthier. We're living longer because we've pretty well eliminated most of the childhood diseases and from childbirth and on, and our sanitation is much better. But we still are afflicted with the cancers, the heart diseases, and all these other problems. And cancer is out of control. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Next up, we go to Jim in Aurora, Illinois. Hi, Jim. Thanks for calling. You're on with Dr. Earl Mendel, and that's PhD doctor. Go ahead, Jim.
Good morning, George and doctor. I'm holding in my hands a book that I've been using with customers of mine called The Ion Effect.
Uh-huh.
By George Soika and Alan Edmonds.
Correct, yep.
And it talks about, well,
negative ions.
The nails right on the head regarding the negative ions as well as the positive ions, the overdosing of positive ions.
Well, it's not overdosing. It's we're being bombarded. My book, The Happiness Effect, is just out. And what I did in the book is something I don't think has been done before, and that is that I've researched almost everything I say with up-to-date research as of 2012, even some of the things. But yeah, we really are ignorant about the benefits of negative ions.
Well, these there are devices that go into cars, as you mentioned.
Yeah, there's portable negative ion generators. There's home generators. There's bracelets that you can wear. Or, as I say, get some fresh air, waterfalls, the waves of the ocean. Take a 10-minute shower. I mean, a shower is a wonderful way of getting negative ions.
Right, and I know that in the internal environment, in the home, the negative ions mixing with the positive ions cause those particles, in fact, to leave the breathing space and that. But one thing I found very interesting was in the flight 401 out of New York in April of 73, they think that it very well may have been caused by the lack of attention being paid by the pilots, because they were dosed with large amounts of positive ions.
Well, there's no doubt about it. As I say, the Toyota Corolla now has an ion generator in its automobiles. The Russians use it in their submarines. And I did mention this, too. I'm glad you brought that up. The so-called desert winds in Southern California, we call them Santa Anas, and Canada it's called Chinook, different names, they cause more of the positive ions. And the suicide rate goes up quite substantially when that happens.
We go to the Bronx. It's Joe's turn on Coast to Coast.
Hey,
Joseph.
How you doing, George?
Good.
I'd like to ask you guys about tocotrienols. What are they, and how does this supplement help?
Okay, well, tocotrienols are a new form of, it's a cousin of vitamin E. So when you're buying vitamin E, make sure that it has the alpha and gamma tocopherols plus the gamma tocotrienols, because they work together as wonderful antioxidants.
When they work together?
Yeah, they work together.
What kicks them together?
No, I mean, they work together because they are, if you want to call them cousins, but they have a synergistic ability. So when you take the tocotrienols and tocopherols together, you're getting much better absorbability and much better benefits than if you took them separately.
Okay, very good. Let's go next to Carol in Columbus, Ohio, east of the Rockies. Good morning, Carol.
Hello, gentlemen. I've been wanting to know this for a long time. What do you think of these nutrition shakes?
Nutrition shakes.
Oh, shakes. Well, you know, it's like, hey, I make up a shake in the morning myself. We're not getting enough protein. You know, the most important meal of the day is called break fast. It's the longest period of time that you haven't eaten, unless you had an IV drip set up by the bed. And most people have a horrible breakfast. You need about at least 15 grams or half ounce of protein. So if you want to make up a nutritional drink in the morning, great. I mean, I would add, I like almond milk or things like that, and adding to whey protein, and put fruit in it. It's a way of really getting all the nutrients for a healthy breakfast.
And, of course, it depends on what you put in those shakes, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, I've had people say, well, I have half beer. And No, that's not what we're talking about. But think about it, George. Would you go out, you're going to take a long trip by car, would you make sure that you have enough gas in the car? Well, why would you go out in the morning without having a good breakfast? And they know that children that have a good breakfast do better in school and do better in sports. In fact, I'm going to give a talk to my grandson's school in about a week or so, and that's what I do to the kids. I bring a blender and show them how to make up a drink, because sometimes they say they're in a hurry, they don't have time to for their mother to make a breakfast drink. So what you do is make it the night before, put it in the refrigerator, and then just shake it up and drink that.
And do you find kids are pretty receptive to this?
You know, it's funny that you mention that, because sometimes, you know, I mean, I've talked to kindergartens and first and second, third, fourth grade, and you figure they don't really know, but they do. They're like sponges. they take in what you say. And I'll never forget, I talked to a little boy, I think maybe 2 years ago at his school, and he said something to me about protein. And I looked at him, whoa, I said, how do you know about it? He said, well, because you said that when you came to my school.
How about that? Let's take a few more calls in a break, then we'll come back with final calls. We have Brett in Reed Springs, Missouri. Hi, Brett. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Good evening, George.
Hi.
Been a listener since 2003.
Well, thank you so much.
Doc, I read your book in 86, started lifting weights, changed my life.
Good.
And I have an Alpine negative ion generator. I've had it for about 20 years. Still going strong. I take Youngevity Tangerine 2.0
beautiful
vitamin supplements, and they are some of the best I've ever taken.
Wait, are you happy? That's what I want to know.
Very much so. Very much so.
Well, that's what my goal is. The happiness effect, really, the book is really to make people aware that you can be happy with very simple things to do. And as you say, the whole thing is consistency. You got to do it on a daily basis. And if you'll do that, you'll see a difference. It takes time, but you will see it gets better. Taking supplements, et cetera, is exactly opposite of taking drugs. Because the longer you take a supplement, the better the results. The longer you take drugs, the more chance they have of having side effects, contraindications, or toxicities.
That's a question that I had. Is I've got a friend that has was extremely hyper, and the doctors have had him on Xanax for almost 20 years.
Oh, geez.
He's trying to get off of them. And
well, let me just say it.
2 weeks.
I'm glad you brought that up, because you've got to be careful of getting off these drugs. I don't want anybody to discontinue a drug quickly, because sometimes it's just as bad reaction.
Yeah.
So if you want to get off a drug, first of all, work with a physician that'll work with you, and you can do it. But you're right. The majority of people get on these prescription drugs, and they're hooked.
I mean, you really have to wean yourself slowly off this.
You got to wean it slowly because the stress. A good example, George, I love, there's a coffee shop right across my office, pretty well known. I'm not going to tell you the name of it. In the morning, they line up. They line up like, they're addicts.
Yeah.
So you're a caffeine addict. And the way to find out if you're an addict is if you have to have the thing the first thing in the morning, you're an addict, because you haven't had it all night, unless, once again, you had a an IV drip set up by the bed.
That's a good point. Well, stay with us. Dr. Earl Mendel with us. We're going to come back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM and take final phone calls. He is the giant in the industry. I told you back in 1997, had him on my Nighthawk program in St. Louis after I got one of his books back in 1991 called The Vitamin Bible. We'll be back. Well, next hour on Coast to Coast, we'll take a walk on the paranormal side, so get ready for that. We're going to come back in a moment with Dr. Earl Mendel and take final phone calls as well, too. And welcome back to Coast, Dr. Earl Mendel with us. Earl, since you've been on, all kinds of health-related stories are breaking all over the place. Listen to this one in Spain.
Okay.
4,000 people falling ill with the norovirus after drinking bottled water contaminated with human fecal matter. Does it get any worse? My God.
No, it's too, you know, talking about that, George. I don't understand why, with the Flint, Michigan thing, there are straws that we send over to Africa that have a filtration device in the straw where you could actually put it into any kind of bottled water or any water, and it is 99.99% pure. I don't know. I think we're treating this country, when it comes to health, like a third world country. And we're right up to date with a sickness, but boy, health is almost ignored.
It really is. Okay, back to the calls. We go to Lee in Snowflake, Arizona. Welcome to the program, Lee. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having
sure.
Dr. Mandel on. Dr. Mandel, I'm a big fan of these ion generators when they first became popular in the early 1980s.
Right.
So I found out that they also generate ozone.
Okay, well, I'm glad you brought that up because I make a big thing in the happiness effect about that. Ozone is not what you want. Ozone makes the air smell better. It's a deodorizer, but you want an ion generator that does not produce ozone.
And does it say that, or can you find
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. No, you can go into these big box stores or whatever, and they have ion generators, but you have to, you know, once again, read the labels and make sure you're getting what you want. It's not an ozone generator at all.
Do you recommend anything?
I have, in the book, I do mention different
okay.
brands, et cetera, the bracelets, et cetera, but, you know, it's available, but they're not a big... If you go back to the days of Tesla and Hansel, they had these ion generators, but they didn't go over very well. Today, I think we need them more than ever. Basically, it's an ion air purifier. That's what you're looking for.
Next up, we go to the first-time caller line, Daryl in Sacramento. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, sir. Thanks for calling.
Now, I have two quick questions for you.
Sure thing.
Have those adverse effect on medicine with the citrus? Are we talking grapefruit, lemon, lime, orange, all those citrus?
Wait a minute. First of all, you're right that there are certain medicines that you don't want to take grapefruit juice. But see, that's where I think people should get to know their pharmacist to make sure that their prescription is completely labeled. So it says that on the label. But yes, some of the citrus fruits like grapefruit is contraindicated with certain drugs.
Okay, number two, I know back in the 80s when I was a kid, there was a lot of controversy about urine therapy, where there was boxers, athletes, and I also had a chemistry teacher that practiced urine therapy. And I don't hear a lot about it today, but I just recently looked it up. I can't find anything bad about it. And is it true? And what's your opinion on urine therapy? Is it the next best?
Well, you know, that's really been pretty well discredited. I don't see very much in the literature about it. I think that we should really look into things that have scientific validity. They're up to date. And what I did in the happiness effect is I made, and also the vitamin Bible, I made sure that everything I talk about can be backed up by clinical studies.
All right, well, that's the way to do it. Let's go to Skype now. Lou in Greenwood Lake, New York, is with us. Lou, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, guys? About that negative ions. Negative ions is ozone. I'm not sure where you're getting your information from. O3 is ozone, and there was a company called Ionic Breeze making ionic ion generators that were sued into right out of business.
Well, that's right, because I'm not talking about ozone type of, I'm talking about the negative ion generators. And you're right that some of these companies were falsifying what they were saying. So when you're buying a negative ion generator, make sure that it is exactly what I'm saying, not an ozone type thing.
Earl, when you were talking about salts, what do you think of like the Himalayan pink salts and the Celtic salts?
George, the problem is we need salt. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We need it, but we're gaining a tremendous amount of it without our knowing it. And it's not that you shake it on, the salt shaker. It's in all the food. I mean, if you really read the labels, you'll of course sodium chloride is the chemical name for salt. But it's sodium that's the problem. Sodium chloride is about 40% sodium. So we're getting much too much sodium and not enough potassium in our diet. Bananas are a good source of potassium. Cantaloupe, watermelon. For people who are taking diuretic drugs, you've got to be careful of how much potassium, how much sodium that you're putting in your body. But in general, for healthy people, be really aware of how much sodium you're getting. I mean, if you're eating the potato chips and the soups, et cetera, and they're starting to cut back on the amount of sodium they put into foods, but you've got to read labels.
You have to read labels. It's critical.
It's mandatory, and it's not as easy as people think because they read the front of the label and it looks terrific, but then they read the side, it's not so great.
Gary in Santa Maria, California. Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, I've mentioned before that I had three traumatic brain injuries. The last one was 1996. These were not trivial. These were pretty bad left frontal lobe. And after 1996, I was disappointed after going through it three times with my rehabilitation process. So having an engineering background, I built myself a 500,000 volt purple or lavender spark Tesla coil. Now, when everybody else was fooling around with microvolts and transcranial stimulation, I was popping 500,000 volts into my damaged left frontal lobe.
Jeez.
And as I'm speaking to you now, I also built four 4-foot-tall negative ion generators that's in each corner of my room to help counteract Sprint's 350-watt cell phone tower that's 96 feet from the corner of my bedroom window.
Okay, well, you're absolutely right. Cell towers, television, really, they all cause the positive ions. Nikola Tesla would be proud of you because I've got a great picture in the George, I'm sure you saw the great picture of Tesla sitting next to an incredible electricity. And it really makes a difference, there's no doubt about it. So, but, you know, not everybody could do what he did, but we sure can get negative ions into our lifestyle very easily and very inexpensively if you know what you're doing.
If Tesla were only allowed to have done what he should have done, he would have been amazing for us.
I tell you what, it would have been called the Tesla Company, or in California we call it Southern California Tesla instead of Edison. He got no, he actually was the one that invented radio waves, and Marconi ripped them off, and he got the results. But he just didn't follow through. He didn't know how to really think. And he couldn't care less about money. He was in partnership with George Westinghouse, okay? And Westinghouse said, I'm going to convert the alternating current, and I'll give you $1 for every kilowatt. And he said to Tesla, he said, I owe you $2 or $3 million. Back then, it was probably worth, I don't know, $200 million now. Tesla just ripped up the contract, said, I don't care.
Yeah, no, that was his problem. He didn't care about the money part.
Yeah, and at the end of his life, he lived at the Waldorf Astoria in New York. At the end of his life, they had to have a dinner for him to raise money, so because he lived to be 86, to live at the Waldorf Astoria until the end of his life.
You know, we're talking about the pink salts. There's also pink salt lamp generators. They're everywhere.
Yeah, well, we're getting, I mean, if you really take the time to look at it, white salt, white flour, and, anything that's white rice, white flour, white salt, white sugar is a major problem. If you're going to eat rice, for instance, get the brown rice, because that has more of the nutrient in it than, or same with the bread. I mean, if you want to eat, you have any problem with gluten, that's one thing. But you can get whole grain bread, not whole wheat, but whole grain. Read the label. Make sure they try to fool you.
They have to. Yeah. Okay. Next up, let's go to Rob in Vancouver, Canada. Hello, Rob.
How you guys doing?
Good, Robbie. Thank you.
I find this so fascinating because I live in Vancouver, which is so dense, population-wise and particularly electronic-wise.
Yep.
You know, we've got 17 cell phone towers in a 2-mile radius.
Yeah.
In downtown Vancouver. My question is about water. We're very close to the mountains, so there's a mountain spring. A mountain river / waterfall that I go to and I get water.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of goes down the side of about a 2,000-foot mountain from the snowpack up top. And whenever I take people there and we drink it right out of the stream, we instantly feel like
better.
So good.
Exactly.
Yeah, we jokingly call it magic water.
Well, it's because, you see, when the water molecules go down a waterfall, they produce more of these negative ions, and that's what it's all. So take a deep breath when you're there and enjoy it. Also, enjoy Lighthouse Park, my favorite place in Vancouver.
I love that place, too. I go there all the time.
You know, I was born in a place called Winnipeg. It's a little bit west of, or a little bit east of Vancouver. But anyway, you are seeing the benefit of the negative ions. No doubt about it. People feel better. They feel energized. It's so, it bothers me that we don't know enough about this. But I'm going to try to make people aware that you can do something to be happy.
Earl, do electrical power lines put out positive ions?
Yes.
No wonder people don't
feel
well
George, this. That's the whole thing. I mentioned about the towers, the cell towers.
But though you hear the buzzing from those things.
You know, we need electricity. There's no doubt about it. But unfortunately, what's happening in our modern society today is we are being bombarded with positive ions. We're not getting enough negative ions, and that balance is a problem. So I want to change the balance and bring more of the negative ions into your lifestyle, and you'll find you'll be a lot happier. You'll sleep better. Your mood will be better. Athletes will perform better. I mean,
amazing.
Your immune system will be enhanced with negative ions.
Let's go to Dr. Gary in Manteca, California. Doctor, let's go to Gary. Hey, Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Great show tonight.
Thanks, Gary.
What's the name of that? And
Manteca.
Where's that?
That's in California, but whereabouts, Gary?
It's about 50 miles south of Sacramento in the valley.
There you go.
Okay, I've never heard of it. Okay, go ahead.
Back in the late 70s, there was a popular restaurant in the San Francisco Bay Area that my parents went to, and they sold negative ion generators there.
Right.
They said it helped set the mood there, so my parents bought one, and I've had it now for many years, and it makes a huge difference.
It sure does. You know, it's funny that you mention that because I remember when I saw that program, the Shark Tank, and the man had the negative ion bracelet. I remember back in the 70s and the early 80s that it was a big thing. Then it kind of dropped out because people were putting, making claims about these machines that weren't really negative ion machines. They were ozone type things. But if you get a real good negative ion generator, you're going to feel better. There's no doubt about it.
And you might not even know what's causing it, why you're feeling better, but
right.
You just do.
Well, not only that, but once again, it helps for people who have allergies. You'll find that Hansel noticed that the workers that were near the high negative ion generators, that it pretty well dissipated their allergy problems.
Let's go to Jane in Biloxi, Mississippi. Hello, Jane. Welcome to the show.
Hi, George, and hi, Dr. Mendel. Sure glad to be speaking with you guys because I honestly feel like this is some kind of God-ordained message to me and to all, probably lots and lots of listeners. I have always been very healthy, 135 pounds, very just very healthy, exercised, had golden retrievers, breeding golden retrievers, excuse me. And I went through a huge depression. In fact, I'm just kind of pulling out of it now. I became a vegetarian 3 years ago, which I was attempting to do the right thing, but I didn't do my proper research. So now I am 195 pounds. I'm anemic. My thyroid is messing up somehow. I'll find out about that tomorrow. I'm depressed. We moved to Biloxi, Mississippi. I'm a half a block from the ocean.
Right.
And I just want to, well, I wish I could hug both of y'all. I just want to thank you. I mean, I can't even believe this program was on.
All right, well, you start going to the ocean and stand by those waves.
and get as much negative ions, and look into a negative ion generator, or I mentioned about the bracelets and the happiness effect, you can really get out of the depression without, I mean, I don't know what if you're on prescription drugs or not, but, you know, it's unfortunately, that's what happens. If you go to a physician, they're going to put you on these prescription drugs.
And you don't want to do that.
George, they're going to hate me, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know what MD stands for today?
What? You go ahead.
More drugs.
Oh, jeez. You know, the CDC has warned doctors, too, not to keep prescribing.
It's too bad, but it's not their fault because the physicians learn their basically profession in drug factories. They call them hospitals. And the typical person in the hospital gets 6 or 8 drugs a day.
Jeez.
I mean, they'll give you a sleeping pill at night, not for you, but so that you won't
for them. You don't want to bother them at night.
Exactly.
Bob in New Jersey. Hey, Bob, go ahead.
Oh, hi, Dr. Mendel. Hi, George.
Hey, Bobby.
I wanted to ask, can you buy anything to negatively ionize your drinking water?
No, well, you see, it doesn't do that. When water, take a shower or a waterfall, the rushing water causes the electrons to be pushed out, and that produces the negative ion.
That's what does it.
Yeah. It's not the water that's the negative ion. It's the rushing water that produces negative ions.
And that's something to take heed. The books, of course, all over the place, Happiness Effect and the New Vitamin Bible. You can get it on Amazon.com and most major bookstores. Earl, it's good to talk with you after 20 years.
Well, it's a pleasure, George. And I'll tell you something. Sometimes I come home and my wife says, why are you in the car? I said, well, because I'm listening to Coast to Coast AM. Yes, you know, here it's on at 10 o'clock, of course.
That's right.
Anyway, pleasure. I've got a new book coming out in August called The Memory Bible.
Well, let's get you back on, okay?
Right. My pleasure. Be well.
Thanks, Earl. Earl Mendel, amazing guy. And I do want to tell you, by the way, folks, because this is important, our friends from My Patriot Supply came out about a month ago with the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier, and I didn't understand what he was saying, but it is an ion cluster technology. It creates negative ions. So you can go to mypatriotsupply.com if you want to just check it out.